I don't have a starter for this.
Maybe that is our starter. We don't have a start.
More like, what are we ending? Ah, the year 2022.
We laugh to ourselves knowing other things.
Let's get those cogs turning.
Now our intro's done.
In the new year, I might need to look at a new theme song. You want to know why?
Why?
Look what I got.
Oh, yeah, you're damn fucky. That's why I said, oh, no.
I got a keyboard.
Oh, no.
For my computer.
You got a keyboard mixer thingy.
Yep. And I got a program to boot, so who knows what kind of music I will be making in the future. I don't know, I'm kind of excited. I'm trying to expand my craft. I've done a lot of acoustic guitar, and I used to do the whole techno-electronic thing.
Yes, we both did.
Yeah, long time ago.
That EJ.
Yeah,
that
dude.
That EJ program on the computer is the best thing ever when we were, you know, 14, 15 years old.
Oh, dude, EJ was the best. It's your fault, too. You got, like, techno EJ or whatever.
Yeah, I think that was the first one, was a techno EJ, and then you tried, you're like, oh my god, I gotta get in play.
I mean, pretty much, you're like, hey, check this out, and then I couldn't, I was glued, I was like, made so many tracks on that thing. But now I'm expanding my horizons.
That's the name of your new album.
Expanding my horizons?
Just expanding horizons.
You know, that's actually kind of fitting considering we're going to be expanding our horizons here in the new year.
Are we actually going to go in and just do it on the Cogcast? Fuck it. We're quitting Paradigm Gaming.
Paradigm Gaming is finally coming to a close.
Yeah, it's sad times. 10 years.
10 years.
I know we've kept quiet about it, mainly because it's the first thing we just came up with. There's a lot of stuff, you know. It's that time.
Yeah.
It's that time.
Well, why are we quitting?
Lots of things.
We're not really Sprite Chickens anymore, are we?
No, we're old.
We are old. It's hard to keep up with the vast majority of all sorts of things out in the world, you know, like social media is different, and you got to make posts that are different on every platform, and it's just a lot of work.
And yeah, as at this point, if you've noticed, our social media accounts have already been shutting down. We don't have Twitter anymore. We don't have Facebook. We don't have...
We have personal ones, but Paradigm Gaming has finally went...
Kaboom!
Yep. Down the turlet. As you would say.
It was actually kind of bittersweet. We put 10 years into these.
Total amount of work. No, that was just me. I only put about 10 hours of work in 10 years.
Well, when you deactivate and officially delete 10 years worth of content on a platform, it's I had to do the whole salute, and I had to have the whole, you know, British, you know. You know, I'd add that playing in the background.
You had to British Peter Griffin it?
Yes. That's how I usually do most things in my head. It's, what would Peter Griffin do in this moment?
What's sad is, Peter Griffin, what are his initials?
PG.
What are our initials?
Oh,
not anymore.
My mind just exploded. That was good. That was good. All right. I think we've trolled them long enough, though. Paradigm Gaming may be no more, but...
We just changing our name, guys.
Yeah, we're changing our name. We're evolving. Paradigm Gaming is no more, but that doesn't mean the paradigm is no more.
No, we're changing up the name. Simply, it was an idea I stated to Blue a couple... 2-3 months back at this point.
Yeah, and I took a long time to think about your thoughts and ideas, and I was like, huh, he's onto something.
And we basically changed our name every 5 years now, almost.
Yeah, we were Paradigm Gaming 101. That was our like college years introductory class to figure out how to create content, right?
Yeah.
But then after the first 5 years, we kind of knew what we wanted to do with Paradigm Gaming. So it's like the training wheels are coming off, and we became just simply
Paradigm Gaming here at the drop of a paradigm.
That's right. That's right. And you know what, Derb? It's actually been like the best 5 years. The first 5 years was fun because we were figuring shit out and creating stuff, and then in the last 5 years has just been nonstop, boom, 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 videos, Twitch, social media, website, podcast. We did a lot, and they're all to be celebrated, right? We've checked off so many boxes. I mean, the biggest thing we've done, I think, this year was to celebrate the last 10 years when we did our anniversary stream. We have a documentary. I mean, those are pretty big milestones, in my opinion.
Yeah, very large milestones. But with this, we'll be coming a new name. And let's backtrack a little bit.
Let's backtrack.
I had brought the idea up to Blue a couple months ago. And we started going over names and all that other stuff after he thought about it, because we've sort of been expanding on what we want to do in the channel, and it's not that we're just about gaming anymore.
No, we're not.
With me wanting to do blacksmithing on stream, with Blue's music, and he likes to write stuff too that's not necessarily about gaming.
Yeah.
Maybe the industry in general, maybe, but...
No, you're right.
His music, my blacksmithing, I'm wanting to do videos of me just working. Doing probably at this point, it's just going to be Walmart Spark, maybe Uber sometimes. But
a first person account of Derp Taku.
A first person, yeah.
Doing whatever Derp does.
Doing YouTube videos.
Which is exciting.
So, yeah, we're expanding our content. It's not just games. The name itself just didn't fully fit anymore.
Right.
I get that it fits, but we wanted to change it because there's more to us now than just gaming.
Yes, gaming will still be like our bread and butter. It'll still be a high priority for us, but it is not our main focus. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Well, should we tell them who we are and what it is?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe I wanted to trail them along a little bit, you know, just a little bit longer.
Well, then let me add my 2 cents to trail it along. How about...
You don't want to add your paradigm? You just want 2 cents, not a dime?
Well, we do have to divide it up amongst ourselves, right?
Shit. So a pair of nickel?
We're a pair of nickel. Pair of nickels. A little too close to Nickelback, though. I don't know if I want my nickel back. That's so good. That's so good. Well, no, if you look at our Discord, right, we have a gaming section.
Okay.
But we also have an anime section.
Oh, shit!
We have an entertainment section for, like, movies, TV shows, music.
Of course we graduated, Cockbeer.
Like, we've always had a lot of extra content in our Discord, and that's become our main headquarters of so much stuff. So that's also the other reason why we decided to, like, you know, stop doing the whole social media, Facebook, Twitter kind of a thing, because everyone's involved in Discord. You know, it's not that we weren't getting that much like hits or responses in our social media channels, but social media's changed, and I have way more fun interacting with people on Discord than I do on social media. So,
trying to get the bots to say hi and on social media.
Yeah, we have our views, and we have people who like stuff and thumbs up, but I love the personal interaction on Discord. So when I was talking to Derp about this, I was just like, let's just simplify everything. Like, we don't have to be everything. And if we do everything, it's a lot of work, and sometimes I don't want to do it all, and sometimes Derp doesn't want to do it all. So it's like, well, let's focus on what we actually love doing, and that's kind of one of the reasons why we decided to change some stuff around. So Discord, Twitch, and YouTube is our main focus. At least for now. At least we're going to go into the new year with a simplified approach, and we'll see what happens in the future.
Future?
The future. I swear to God, I'm trying not to do that, but it's hard.
I know. You've ruined that word forever.
I have. I definitely have. And I also blame Omega. He's the one who came up with the whole thing, too.
Damn it, Omega!
His love for Back to the Future is infectious.
As is your laugh.
That will always remain true.
And my love of boobs.
Your love for science.
Can't. Science. We knew in science.
All right, Derp, so we eliminated the social stuff. We're all about interactions on Discord and Twitch, and we want to expand content, including videos on YouTube. Paradigm Gaming is no more. What are we about to become?
After much long and arduous road the past 10 years and coming up with names and spamming each other with long lists of names, we have fallen upon... Paradigm Society. Curious maybe with society how it may not sound like it focuses on an expanded thing. It's more about the community.
Yeah.
Because we are a society.
We are a society. You all are a part of the Paradigm Society.
Yeah, we could do Paradigm Community, but that just...
It didn't roll off the tongue.
It's just basic.
We had a huge list of titles and names and stuff too. And this one just kind of rolled off the tongue and it just felt right. Like, we're all part of this paradigm. So we live in a society.
We live in a society.
You know, we're living in a society.
We live in a society.
We're bigger, we're happier, we're a happy society now.
But that was one of the biggest things that we wanted to find out. What is our purpose of a new name and a new identity? And we wanted to focus on the community. And that's simple. Because of that, we want to do more stuff. Like, Derp and I want to do more duo streams.
Like, we need to plan them out. We need to do them and hold to them. And also more going back to our community streams in general.
Yes, that is also a big one.
Not just the duo streams, community streams.
We will go back to community streams.
Because I feel like that was overall our best times is when we do stuff together.
Oh, absolutely. Dude. Going back into the duo streams was fun. I'm like, damn, it's been a while. What have we been up to, you know? We kind of off did our own thing, but we all melded together with the paradigm. We still want to do our own thing, but we want to do more with the community and more with each other because we realized that's what we wanted to do when we started Paradigm Gaming.
Yeah.
It just kept getting bigger and kept getting bigger.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
Then as soon as it started to feel more like work, I'm like, okay, we need to rethink this because... I'm old. I don't know if I can keep up anymore.
And let's be real. I've been trying to tell you that for how long?
I know. But usually you gotta let
me... I know you love doing your stuff, though. You love your editing and that.
I do.
I'm just like, moderation, sir. Calm down. It's okay.
And I finally reached that point, and I started to understand what you meant. And I realized that I don't have to do every single thing out there, and I'm sticking with what I love. And that also includes... our website.
Which is still living in a manner.
I actually bought the domain theparadigmsociety.com.
Because you're a beast.
Yeah, so the website actually is being overhauled, and it's going to be an archive for us and our main source for a lot of our links and stuff. And I don't know what it'll turn into going forward, but what I'm working on right now to turn it into is actually pretty cool. I worked really hard to put that together, and I don't want to lose that. As long as I have the website, I don't care if I lost Facebook and Twitter. I'd rather, because I could be creative on a website and I could design however I want, and I don't have to stick to the rules that, you know, the social media sites give to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I want Waifu of the Week to have its own template in the website, and I need you to start editing that.
That's fair.
We'll create a template, and all you gotta do is go in and change whatever words you want and whatever picture you want. Because every time Waifu of the Week comes up, I'm like, aw, I want to read more about that. Who is that? Because you know more than I do.
Yeah, and I can do longer stints. I just do short versions on Twitch with the bot, because otherwise it's just taking up the whole chat.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. But like, hey, for more information, go to our waifu of the week section or whatever. I don't
know. I could put a trailer to the anime itself or, you know.
See, that would be fun. That would be fun. See, ideas.
And I mean, this year I'm thinking about doing some anime videos on YouTube too. Just like quick, like top five type thing, or like a longer one, like my top 100 songs that I've listened to on anime for openings and stuff like that.
I'm excited for that because your vast knowledge of anime and how much you've watched is ridiculous. But to have you go over all stuff that you think's great and what you think people might be interested in, I want to watch that.
It's all a matter of opinion too. But
oh, absolutely.
It's my opinion, so it's going to be fun.
And it's on our channel, so it's still going to be fun.
Screw everyone else.
Now, that is exciting, though. That is exciting.
What else is going along with this? You know, two new pretty pictures.
Oh, so I commissioned new avatars and a whole brand new look for the Paradigm Society. Everything's getting overhauled. New font, new logo, new avatars. We're still blue and dirt. We are still us, but we are definitely upgraded.
The wonderful and beautiful the kaiju of greatness.
Dude, kaiju's amazing. We've been saying this for years, but what she came up with blows my mind.
It works.
It works so well. It works so well. I'm so excited for you guys to see what she came up with. I'm like, here's the template of what I'm thinking. And she's like, cool, here's what I got. And I'm like, damn!
Kaiju's good.
Kaiju's great.
Kaiju's good at what she does.
She really is. She really is. I'm very thankful that she's been our avatar artist and emote artist for these last 5 years. It's been amazing. Also, Derp, I'm working on a new paradigm reflection, and it'll discuss of the past, present, and future of the paradigm.
Ooh.
So for anybody who likes to read, that's another thing, too. I'm actually excited to get back into writing.
I can't read.
Well, for those who do like to read, you don't have to listen to this. You can read this.
You know I can't read. That's why I answer all of the, you know, news articles before I look into them.
And it has pretty pictures, and they pop out at you when you click on them.
Ooh, it's a picture book.
It's like a storybook. You can even make the font bigger to make it look like like this big for kids who don't know what the letter A looks like.
Yes, because everyone listening can see how big your hands just got.
Yeah, I went from here to here. Now imagine that. Imagine that.
Imagine it.
Really imagine
really,
it.
Really imagine it.
Imagine, if you will, being encased inside a giant roasting marshmallow. Really imagine it. Do it.
But I think that is enough on that. I know the beginning intro was confusing for everyone, as was for us, because we didn't have anything set up. But you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
We asked in the Discord what everyone's favorite games of the year were, regardless of if they're from a year before, older game that they never played, they just played this year, whatever.
Well, when you look at gaming these days, I mean, with the amount of, like, re-releases and remakes and so forth, I mean, really, it's just, what have you been playing?
And early accesses and...
Oh, yeah. And retro's gotten bigger and bigger every year, so it's like, you know, yeah, God of War came out, which is great, but what did you play this year that was awesome? And I have oldies on my list. Also, just so you know, my list are games that I played off stream. They did not include the ones that I played on Twitch.
Mine is a mixture.
Okay.
And most of them are actually new games. All mine are new. None of mine are retro.
Awesome. I have a variety. Well, I'm excited. But did you want to start with the community?
I think so.
What are your favorite games of 2022?
Kudos to Moondog, though. He started the... after we posted the channel, hey, what's your favorite game?
He posted like 2 minutes after
He did. He's like, oh, I've been waiting for this. Let's go. And I'm like, man, I love your enthusiasm.
Good old Salabim, a.k.a. Moondog.
So I asked for a random like top five, if they have a top five. If you do, great. If not, no big deal. Just wanted to see what you guys were playing. And go ahead and start us off, Derp.
Well, Moondog, Elden Ring. straight up. I'm on the train with him. So I'm kind of a FromSoft geek, as am I. I fell in love with the Soulsborne games and couldn't wait for this. Open world Dark Souls? Sign me up, Chief. It was well worth the price of admission. Yes.
And you know what, Dirt? Ever since Elden Ring won Game of the Year at the Game Awards, it piqued my curiosity and I reinstalled it. And I think that's what helped me be successful in my Dark Souls stream so far, because once I started figuring out how to play it, I actually beat the first boss and got into Stormvale Castle. It's amazing.
Good job.
Yeah.
You beat Margit.
I am enjoying the Elden Rings. The Rings of Elden.
Well, that will be a thing this next year we're going to be looking on. I want to co-op that shit with you. And I've wanted to co-op that shit with you for a while because that mod that they have for never-ending co-op is awesome.
All right. Moondog's number two, Pokemon Legends Arceus. Is it Arceus or Arceus?
I always say it Arceus.
Arceus? Arceus?
I've always said Arceus. I don't know what the actual term, like what the pronunciation of it is.
I'm sure we'll be corrected. I said both, Arceus and Arceus. I don't know how to say this.
I'm not quite sure how to say this. Kim Basinger? Basinger?
It's probably neither.
Game Freak did it. They finally shook up the formula and made something great as a result. I've always wanted a Pokemon game where we adventure rather than the typical gym battles. And this game was a great step in the right direction. It was so much fun to actually catch Pokemon while they're in the wild and catalog the Pokedex. It's the most fun I've had with a Pokemon game in a long time, and I hope they continue this direction.
Ultimate Chicken Horse. I've actually heard of this game. I think it was free on Epic at one point, maybe.
Really?
But I do own it somewhere. It's either on Steam or Epic. I want to say Epic.
Okay.
Never heard of this game before, but a platformer party game where you try to sabotage your friends and create your own courses. What's not to love? Played so many hours of this game with friends, and the soundtrack bops.
Bop it.
Twist it.
Pull it.
We thought the same thing.
That's awesome. I've never heard of Ultimate Chicken Horse either, but I will have to look it up. See, this is why we ask people what they're playing. What are you playing? And if you never heard of it, that's usually why I check it out. Overcooked 2. I've actually played this with Arcanian. He says, made a new friend this year, and we spent every night for like a month playing this game. Tons of fun, and this one actually gets pretty hard in the later levels if you're trying to get the high scores. It is definitely harder the further you go. There's so many things to pay attention to and to collect. And when you're teaming up with people, you got to make sure that they're doing their job as much as you're doing yours. And it totally reminded me of when we worked at a restaurant.
That's fair. And hopefully Gordon Ramsay doesn't come in on the game.
Well, hopefully not. But if they did, he'd probably look cute because the art style is adorable.
Shit you'd expect Tiger Woods to tee off with. Look at him. Rubber, rubber, rubber!
Let's give a big round of applause to the captain hitting an iceberg on the fucking Titanic.
What's the matter between you two?
There's a language barrier there.
What do you mean there's a language barrier? He's speaking English, you dick.
I know, because he's from Texas.
Do you know something?
Yes, sir.
You're a great fucking talker, but you're a shit cook. You just sunk your team.
I did not,
madam.
Sir.
Fuck off!
It's fucking raw!
It's rotten!
Then his last one, Hollow Knight. And you are a good man. Good, good man. Pretty late to the party on this one, but it's such a good game. I usually don't go for Metroidvania-style games, but this one's atmosphere and combat hooked me. I haven't beaten it yet, but I'm loving it. And I say, if you beat it, and you don't do 100%, go back. And even if you have to use a guide, use the guide to find out where all the items are, because they are a very much big pain in the ass to find if you don't. Get all the items, get 100%, or technically to beat the game, true ending, it's 106%, but it's worth it. It's fucking worth it.
Better late than never. It is a great game. Doesn't matter if you just picked it up yesterday or if you play it in the next 5 years. That game will live in infamy forever. It is such a good game. And I still have yet to actually get the full ending. I only am at 84%.
The final boss is so good.
Yeah?
The extra boss for the true ending. But it's good. The music is good. Atmosphere is amazing.
Oh, the soundtrack's amazing.
Yeah.
I listen to it regularly on, they have it on Spotify. Oh, Spotify. I hope 2023 is the year we get Silk Song.
We wish.
Never has an indie game been so hyped up that people want to play it so bad. And, dude, Team Cherry, when they did Hollow Knight, was amazing. And now everybody can't wait for this one because Hollow Knight was amazing.
Indeed.
Well, thank you for sharing, Moondog. That was very epic. Glad you played some fun stuff in 2022.
And now we move on to Omega.
My number one is definitely Jurassic World Evolution 2, a very respectable sequel to the first and a great sim. Omega has been playing this game quite often, especially for Sacramento Extra Life.
Yeah, Extra Life, I see him playing it.
If you ever want to see Omega in his element, it's when he's playing this game.
And he played the original too.
Yep.
Like, a lot.
He did.
And number two, Cyberpunk 2077. Fantastic game despite all the hate it gets. So very much worth the play, and the hate pretty much won't be existent anymore if anyone actually goes in to play it, because the game is essentially fixed now.
Yeah, I've read an article that said that Cyberpunk is definitely getting positive reviews now because of all the stuff they've done. An add.
Yeah, it's a fixed game now. It's a lot better. The game itself, I didn't have a ton of issues overall playing on PC. There were some bugs and glitches that were kind of shitty, but overall, I played through the game this year, actually. And it was really, I loved it.
And they announced the first expansion for it, too, with Idris Elba.
Yeah, Phantom Liberty.
I'm excited.
Yeah, Idris Elba was a big one for that.
Oh, yeah. I, went out of my seat going, what?
I'm good on Cyberpunk. I like Cyberpunk.
Excellent. Well, his number three is a hidden gem.
Yep, we've been watching him play it for, the whole year. Every Sunday for the past year.
Aiden Chronicles for the Nintendo 64. We may lost the save, but it is very much a hidden gem of the N64 library and deserves a remake. So, what he means by we've lost the save, I let him borrow my Nintendo 64 memory card, and he spent countless hours on the game, I want to say 40 plus, and then something happened where the battery in the memory card finally died.
And then the save was lost.
Yeah. And that memory card, that battery was never changed. I've had that memory card since we were still in junior high.
See, it's all your fault. You didn't change the battery for him.
Yep. Yep. But from what I watched of Aiden Chronicles, it actually looks like a hidden gem. This was on Nintendo 64. I ended up finding the cartridge and buying it myself because I need to expand my library and horizons as well.
Did that game remind, just the old style of it? I always think about Quest 64, and I saw you pick that up last week.
I did.
And I'm like, oh my god, he picked up Quest 64, hell yes.
Yeah, when I'm finally into role-playing games and stuff, and I'm going back to these old classics that I missed out on, I'm like, you know what, this is going to be fun. Let's do this.
Problem is I barely remember Quest 64 and if it'll even hold up now.
Well, maybe I'll stream it.
Yeah.
It could be fun. That could be fun.
Number four. Contra 3, The Alien Wars for SNES.
Now that's a classic.
A childhood game of Indigo Rogue. Never had a chance to play it, and it is a lot of fun. And if you don't know what that means, Omega likes to play childhood games out of other people's past, which is basically what Aiden Chronicles was as well. That was ripped on Defrags and Citric Acid from Twitch. But it's a game from their past.
It's actually a really cool concept. Like, we grew up playing specific set of games in our childhood, and he's already played just about every game he played as a kid on stream, and now he's playing other people's childhoods. And it gives you the ability to really expand on your library and play things you've never played before, and I like that. It's a fun watch.
It's a good.
Yeah. Number five.
Evil!
I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it?
I think it's Avil. Avil.
Avil?
Avil.
Avil?
Evil, actually. Doctor Evil.
Evil, as in like a village of evil?
Evil.
Well, it takes what we like about Among Us and amps it up. All very worth. I'll have to look into that. I don't know.
It's what he was invited to play on Extra Life, I think. It was a big medieval type Among Us game that he was playing.
You're right. Cool. We'll have to check that one out too. Omega, thank you for sharing your games of 2022. The King of Nat.
What is Nat?
Baby, don't hurt me.
Is it short for natural?
The king of natural?
Or is he the king of gnats? Not like the bug, but the king of, Nates.
The king of Nates?
Maybe he's your king.
He might be.
You're both Nates.
I'm always usually I'm a Nate the Great, but he's the king of gnats, so maybe he is my king.
Maybe you're his ultimate warrior.
So he's my enemy.
In the end.
There can be only one.
Well, speaking of number one, what is his number one?
Dragon Quest XI S. With a small caveat, I had to spend a bit of time finagling the graphic settings and installing mods to bring the quality back up to the original and then enhance from there. That said, I have been enjoying the heck out of the game. Truly a great JRPG that isn't terribly hard. It's somewhat predictable, but that's not a bad thing. The story is good, the graphics and music, once modded back to the original or better, are great. Can recommend if you want a 100-ish hour JRPG to play around in. I started it, haven't finished it. I got a good distance into it.
Okay.
And it is a good JRPG. It's very solid. The art style is very good. And I can never get over the fact that Dragon Quest never changes its sound effects. They just update them.
Really?
And the music. Like, the music has been the same since Dragon Warrior or the original Dragon Quest.
Holy moly, I did not know that. That's impressive.
The music and sound effects are the same. They're just updated.
Well, at least they're consistent.
Yeah, it's very consistent. I love it.
Nice.
It's the one thing about Dragon Quest that I'd love is the fact that they keep all the sound effects, so it's nostalgic every time you go into a new one.
Gotcha. Kind of tugs at your heartstrings, hits you like right here.
Something.
All right.
Tugs you somewhere.
Well, number two, Satisfactory. It's gone through a number of major updates this year and has done great things each time. Lots to do, lots of positive changes, graphics are good, gameplay is good. First 3D factory building game on an alien planet, there are hostile aliens generally guarding resources, can be as serious or goofy as you want. I have a skate park for the in-game factory carts to roll around in, and it's hilarious.
That's kind of great.
Heck yeah.
Satisfactory is fun. It's a fun game. I'm just not huge on crafting games. I was playing it occasionally with Zero, aka Ashwinds.
Yeah.
And we'd go screw around building stuff. Crafting games, I always have a trouble getting into when they're fully meant for crafting.
Mm.
But like survival games, I love.
Yeah, it's a different type of crafting, different element.
Yeah. Satisfactory is a good crafting game, though.
I haven't played Satisfactory personally, but I'll have to check it out. That's interesting. But speaking of crafting games, number three.
Minecraft. Minecraft. Shit, that kid game. My kids have been playing. I had an itch and was doing a bunch of modded stuff this year. Lots of good mod packs out there if your PC can handle them. Mine is nearing its limit. Yeah, I actually do have Minecraft installed on my computer, mainly for Rue.
Oh, okay.
And just because I wanted to mod the heck out of it because me.
Yeah.
I like modding games to make them look prettier than they should.
Yeah.
And I've done that to my Minecraft, so.
Well, I bought Minecraft on the Switch this past year so I could kind of have something to play with my niece. And I'm actually kind of digging it.
It's simple. It's fun. It's got a good crafting system overall in it.
What I love about it, it is really great for kids. Like, you think of the game full of, like, shooters and stuff, and you have somebody who's in first grade like my niece, and it's just a giant sandbox for her to, like, run with her imagination and create stuff.
Yeah.
I love
basically
that.
The two games that have that are Minecraft and Roblox.
Okay.
The difference is with Roblox, there's an actual game creation suite on it. So kids can learn how to program games and make their own games on Roblox, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, they use Roblox in my school district.
Nice. And number four.
Fell Seal Arbiter's Mark.
This one I actually have not heard of. I might have heard of it, but I don't know.
Well, according to Nat, it's basically Final Fantasy Tactics, so you got my attention there. Decent story, art is hand-drawn, music is good. I love Final Fantasy Tactics, so this game playing a lot like it is a huge bonus. Recommend it if you like Tactics RPGs. And that means I'm going to have to check it out then, because I love Tactics RPGs.
I do love Tactics. Tactics is probably one of my favorite Final Fantasies aside from 9.
Really? Nice.
The only problem with Tactics is that some of the battles can be a pain in the dick. The RNG is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one. It took me a while to get through Final Fantasy Tactics A2 on the DS. Some of those battles took forever, and when you die, you're like, ugh, I got to do that all over again.
Yep.
All right, let's go.
Yep. Songs of Conquest, number 5. This one is one a friend of mine purchased and has been using Steam Remote Play together to do hot seat matches. It's an early access Heroes of Might Magic. Okay, that's kind of cool because I like Heroes of Might Magic, the originals.
Yeah.
They were fun. Very neat, like, map-based where you run around on a map and uncover Fog of War. And then every other player has their own vision in Fog of War where they eventually meet up with you and you can fight them and have battles. It's like a strategy-based game. I don't know, they're really fun games. Because they're very fantasy magic, and you just run around, find stuff, find resources, go back, build up your army that you can fight on your character to other NPC battles or other players.
Okay. So Songs of Conquest is a Heroes of Might and Magic style type game, and if you like those games, you should check it out.
Yeah.
Well, Nat, my king, thank you for sharing your games of 2022.
And now we have Arcanian 17, a.k.a. the Almighty Gertrude.
She says I'm not going to number them because I can't pick a favorite, but that's okay. The first one on her list is Gran Turismo 7 for PS5. I didn't play it as much as I should have, but it's such a love letter to 4, and it was just perfection. And she absolutely loved Gran Turismo 4. That was on PlayStation 2.
Honestly, I don't remember 5 or 6 ever coming out.
Yeah.
To be honest, the last one I actually remember is Gran Turismo 4 coming out, and that's what the one that everyone loved.
Yeah, absolutely. The other two were on PS3, and it tried to be different, but I remember a little bit of 6 because we got it for Arcanian for Christmas or something like that.
Because Gran Turismo, Gertrude Turismo. That's going to be her new name in Discord.
Sounds a little closer to chorizo, which is, you know, food.
That's fine. Gertrurismo.
Gertrurismo. Got done. All right. Rolls off the tongue.
Gertrurismo. Yep. That's going to be her name on Discord, and she's not going to know why until this comes out.
Yep. I won't tell her either.
Baron Breakfast. And what she's played of this, it looks adorable. It's such a spot-on combination of wholesome and humorous. It's the best kind of adorable, which basically it's like all humans are almost gone from the world, and they're coming back, but animals have taken over, and a bear is running a B&B.
Yeah.
A baron breakfast.
Yep.
For the new humans coming back.
It's a fun concept, isn't it?
It's adorable.
Well, her next game she lists is your favorite, House Flipper.
Why is my... That's not my favorite.
I've seen you play it, and I've seen you...
Well, I played it a little bit.
I've seen you smile. I've seen you smile when you play it.
It's a good game. It's not my favorite, though.
Yours is more of the Power Wash Simulator, but close enough.
Hey.
She says, got me through some ridiculous summer schedule when all I could do was try and channel some chill and some zen. You wanted to calm down? You played House Flipper, and she did.
And that's fair. Yep. It's a good game for that.
Yeah.
You can also beat the hell out of walls with a hammer.
That's all you gotta. You want to rage? Go for it.
Rage! Cult of the Lamb. Picked out on a whim, and it's a perfect combo of roguelite and city building I never knew I needed. Which, yes, I've seen a lot of Cult of the Lamb, and it's... It's interesting.
She's been addicted to it. It's been kind of fun to see her get into a new game.
You can make your cultists go and eat literal shit, all kinds of other stuff, make them sacrifice themselves, and yeah. I don't have it. I've just watched Shrimpy play it.
Nice.
Fire Emblem Three Houses, and by extension, Three Hopes. Both were top-notch installments in their respective series and outstanding games with excellent replay value. I mean, shit, it takes like 90 hours to beat Three Houses at least once. And I think you have to go through each of the houses, so you're like 180 to 250 hours in when you're done.
She's played them all. She loves the Fire Emblem series.
Oh, yeah. And she did that for her Extra Life, too.
Yeah, she played Path of Radiance on GameCube. It was awesome.
Good stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Arcanian, thank you for sharing all of the games that you have enjoyed in 2022.
And the last one, which I'll just take this one because it's action salad. Good old friend from Washington. I think he was just answering to Gertrude's thing, but Fire Emblem's a shiznit.
Not much more needs to be said about that.
Not much more needs to be said about it.
Thank you for sharing, Action Salad.
So after all that, and hopefully you guys didn't fast forward through, because if you did, you missed a lot of entertaining content in between, and you should be ashamed of yourself for fast forwarding to this point, and I am shaming you for all eternity.
Get ready, fight!
But now we'll move on to ours.
What are your favorite games of 2022?
Well, there was some amazing games that filled the landscape this year. A lot of mine, while not playing on Twitch, like I said before, I was occupied with these couple of gems, and that is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2.
Oh, for some reason I was thinking the Old Republic itself, the MMO that you were playing through a lot.
Yeah.
And then you said Knights 1 and 2.
They remastered it for the Switch, and I picked it up, and I absolutely re-fell in love with these games. These games are classics.
And didn't they have that problem when it first came out with, like, the save, or you couldn't get past a certain point because it was bugged?
Yeah, if you reach a certain point in the game, it basically crashes your game, but they patched it before I reached that point of the game.
Okay, cool.
So I didn't have to fall victim of the crash, which is great. But in general, they're the same games, same best story, same best gameplay in a Star Wars universe game ever. It's still one of the greats, and I haven't played it since the original Xbox, and that was 20 years ago. So replaying them again,
damn,
it was a treat. It was like, yeah, I remember why these games are awesome. My only gripe, though, is as much as they're 20-year-old games, and they did remaster them, they basically took it and just upgraded it to HD so they can work on modern consoles. So some of the textures were a little rough, but if you can get past some, yeah, if you get past some of the rough textures, it's still a great game, still great gameplay, still great story. And I put 1 and 2 together because they're connected, and it's its own standalone Star Wars universe game, and it's really well done.
But how about that second Force Unleashed game, though? I know, we've been over it.
Wasn't this on a previous podcast?
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was because they hyped up the game, and then and then when the game finally came out, it was too short. I beat it in a day, and I was mad because the first one was great. It was long and had a great story, and the second one felt rushed.
Felt like a cash grab, didn't it?
It had potential. It had a lot of great potential, and then all the stuff they showed in the trailers weren't in the actual game. I remember this episode now. Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, we did. That's why I had to say it.
I can't. Yeah, you remembered. That's good. I forgot. I tried to block that from my memory. I have it recorded on a podcast, so I don't have to remember.
Well, I got to remember because I got to make fun of you.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's the only things I remember is things I can use as ammo.
what was your top game of 2022?
I gotta go with my first one being with Moondog, Elden Ring. I played the fuck out of Elden Ring. I had to put at least 200 hours into Elden Ring between PC and mainly PS5.
Wow.
But literally with Elden Ring, if this tells you, I got pairs of every weapon in the game, every shield in the game, minus one weapon because it's just a gigantic pain in the dick to farm. And I also upgraded every single one of those weapons and shields up to level 24 or 9, depending on what they were upgraded with, because some weapons only go up to 10, some go up to 25.
Damn. That's a lot of hours.
And I've gone through 6 playthroughs. I only have one ending that I haven't done. And then, yeah, I've done some of the randomizer, but I haven't finished a randomizer yet. That'll be a goal this year. I need to actually do a randomizer and finish it.
All right. Well, that sounds epic.
But yes, Elden Ring. Great music. Yes, there were a lot of reused bosses, but some of the fights were good and fun. The game itself was beautiful. Great lore building, just like always with FromSoft. Not great at storytelling, but their voice actors are always tier, S tier. Even though they're all in-house, I think.
It is impressive. Even I'm playing it now, and I marvel at the sheer size and scope of the game. I do like the open-world sandbox look, too.
Yeah, it's super, super nice.
Amazing water graphics, too.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You love that water.
You know it.
So back to you.
My other top game of this year, surprising, is Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate. Then I played it on the PS Vita. Yeah. For those who don't know, it's a side-scroller, but it's got 3D environments, and it's got a comic book-style art for cutscenes. and it actually blends and meshes very well. And you don't just go from left to right, even though that is the main point of a 2D side-scroller. You do go from left to right, but you go into vents, and it goes into a 3D mode, and it does some camera style similar to Resident Evil 2, original old-school Resident Evil, where it pans the camera and changes the camera depending on where you're at, but it's mainly a left to right. But there's lots of puzzles, and there's lots of fighting, and it's got a really good balance, and the story was actually just... It kind of grabbed me. It sucked me in, and I couldn't put it down. It was interesting, too, because I just played Batman Arkham Origins on Twitch, and then I was like, you know what, I should probably play the Blackgate one now that I finished Origins, just to play something off on the side. And I remember I had it on the Vita, and I was glued to it. So, and I couldn't put it down until I beat it. And I think I put about 15, 16 hours into it, which is decent for a small handheld game.
Nice.
Yeah, full voice acting too, by the way, which I thought was also pretty good. Roger Craig Smith was Batman again.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I never picked up Blackgate. There was one on the Vita that I wanted to at some point, but I never ended up doing it. I do still have my PSTV, though, so I can still play Vita games.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. But, dude, like the revolution of 3D was big, and everyone was doing 3D games, but I love the art style of 2D to 3D, and they did mm-hmm. such a good job of blending that in this game to make the whole world feel, like, fleshed out and real, and I loved it.
Okay, on to my next one. I just beat it this week.
Ooh.
It was a short game, High on Life. The Rick and Morty shooter.
Oh, everyone's talking about that.
Game? It's fantastic. It's funny. I don't like Rick and Morty. I'm not a Rick and Morty fan.
Yeah.
It's not my style of humor. It's meh.
All right.
But I know it's a good show, but not for me. High on Life is actually funny. I actually like the humor in High on Life, even though it's similar to Rick and Morty in some aspects. But yeah. The guns are great because the guns talk to you because they're an actual race of alien. That are guns. The final gun is the best gun. I'm not gonna say what it is, but funniest shit you can play in the entire game. The end of the game is amazing. The ending itself is very fucking lazy.
Really?
And boring.
Wow.
But the game is so worth going through.
All right.
It's about 10 to 11 hours.
That's not bad. A lot of people are talking about this game, and I was like, wow.
Oh, it's funny. And the guns talk so much, they had to put in an actual option to shut the guns up into the option.
Oh, so they could, people were...
Because people were complaining they talked too much.
But isn't that the point?
Kinda, yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, at least they give them an option to play it the way they want to, I guess.
Yeah, but no, overall, the game's funny. I liked it.
Nice.
It was good.
Nice.
And back on to you, sir.
All right, well, this next game I'm still working on, but I think it deserves to be on my list of top games of 2022, and that is Diablo 2 on the Switch. I got Diablo 2 remastered this year.
Very nice.
It was half off. I was like, why not? It was one of those moments where I'm like, why not? Everyone loves this game, and it's remastered. It looks good. Mm-hmm. And I love my Switch. I love taking with me on the go. I bought it while I was on vacation visiting my mom. And I just couldn't put it down. Like, dude, this game sucked me in. I don't know
it's
what...
a good game. It, like, straight up. Diablo 2 is a great game.
I was never interested in it. I mean, I was interested in it, but never interested in playing it myself. Like, I watched you play it on your computer, right? And I played a little bit of Diablo 1 on the PlayStation, but 2, I was like, let's just give it a try. And
I don't have a spell ready.
I don't have a spell ready.
I don't have a spell ready. these days, it's like...
I am overburdened. I can't carry anymore. Impossible. It's locked. I need a key. Not in town.
Good job.
Now, I did make it all the way to Diablo. I made it all the way to Diablo, but he kills me within seconds because I made it to him in level 29. And
yeah, you need a few more levels there, buddy.
So I'm currently farming, and I've been doing it so much this past month. I'm level 35. It's taking a lot longer to level up, and I'm collecting a lot of rejuvenation potions, and I'm using the Horadric Cube to finally make them big potions, and I'm finally collecting more gems, because they don't really explain a lot of this stuff to you in the game.
No, they don't.
I actually started reading about it online. I started like to learn more, how do I do this and what am I missing and how can I get better armor, how can I make better armor. And so that's been helping. But now I'm reaching a point where I'm like, all right, I've got all this stuff. I think it's time to beat it. So I want to, because I got three also. That was half off. And I want to play that next.
Three is a lot better now. I mean, it's dated now.
It is a Diablo game. I played the first like maybe 15 minutes because I wanted to check it out and see what it looks like. I like the different camera angles. It definitely has a Warcraft goofy cartoony look, but it also still the voice acting's great. The combat seems pretty balanced. And it looks like it's its own thing and it stands out. But Diablo 2 Remastered is absolutely gorgeous. And there's a button option where you can swap to old school graphics from the PC to the new ones. And you can see how big of a difference it is. And it's pretty damn impressive.
I like it when remastered games actually do that. Like the Halo.
Same.
Halo Remastered. I loved that they did that where it could flop back and forth.
And when you look at it on PC, I'm like, that was revolutionary for back in the day. And I'm like, this is cool. But then you swap to Remastered. I'm like, God damn, that's gorgeous. And what I also like is when you play online on Battle.net, you can swap between your character on the Switch and on your computer. So I've been doing both.
Yeah, it's the same account, so they can probably put it together as the same game.
Yeah, so I've been loving the option to be able to play on my PC, which makes it look even better, and then on my Switch when I'm playing in bed. I love it. Diablo 2, nice. It took me, another, 25 years? But I made it. I'm finally playing it, and I'm excited for playing more, and I'm looking forward to 4.
Very nice. That brings us to my next one, which I'm going to take 1 minute here, and I got to actually see how many hours I have in this game. Whew! So my next one, after I had that little stint to see how much time I have in it, Lost Ark. Yes.
I remember Lost Ark.
The game is fabulous.
I remember Lost Ark. We had a whole event. We had the whole community rally behind that because of you.
Yeah, I know. I do that sometimes.
You do.
I did that with Warcraft Classic, too.
You did do that. I do remember that. You were playing that with Zero/Ashwin/Rakan.
Yeah. There you go. And everyone else, like Andrew and...
Yep.
We had a bunch of people, Kel-Kel. All made a Horde guild on one of the classic servers and called it Horde Art Online.
What happened to Lost Ark? Because I even got into it, too.
Because everyone kind of stopped playing. I kept playing for a long time. I got 406 hours into it in the time that I was playing it.
Damn.
Yeah, so...
Oh my God.
I love the game. They're still updating it. There's new classes and everything. It's a fun Diablo-esque ARPG-style game, and I love it still. But overall, Lost Ark, like, aside from the voice acting, which is god-awful, the story's simple, it's fun, the gameplay is phenomenal for an ARPG, and it's gorgeous. The environments are absolutely gorgeous. It puts Diablo 3 and any Blizzard Diablo game to shame.
Wow, that's a pretty tall thing to say.
Aesthetically and graphically.
I was impressed with what I did see about it. And actually, I think after playing Lost Ark, that helped make me play Diablo 2. It was more approachable to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's funny that you said Diablo, and that was my next one, was Lost Ark. So it's like, it's kind of the same thing.
Well, cool, but dude.
Lost Ark's awesome.
Well, I have one more.
Yes, you do. So do I.
This one is not yet finished, but it is definitely worth a mention. God of War Ragnarok for PS5. I'm very far in this game, but I'm playing it with Arcanian. She wants to experience the whole game just like we did with the first game, so I'm not binging it, but I am playing chunks of it, and I put a lot of hours into it already. But this game, the reason why it's on this list is just so damn good. It seriously is that good. The acting, the storytelling, the gameplay, the graphics, all top notch. All top notch. I really love what they're doing with this series. And I know when I finish it, it's going to be my game of the year because it already is this many hours in. Like, I just love the game.
Fair. I haven't gotten it yet, and I will at some point. But I have to make a joke because it's me.
Okay.
I love Christopher Judge.
Yes.
But does Kratos have more lines than he had on his speech at the Game Awards?
I had a feeling that was going to come up. He holds the record of that right now for longest acceptance award speech.
They actually had to turn on the music for him.
I know. I saw. It was pretty great.
Like, they've never had to do it before, so they had to figure out how to do it.
There is a lot of lines. He does say a lot of dialogue, but he has to open up and get there. There are still a lot of one lines like, boy. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. I just had to make the joke.
No, I love
Christopher Judge. He's great.
He is.
God damn, that acceptance speech, man. I don't think he's ever had one before, so he didn't know what to do.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect with this new God of War. I just know I love the last one. I'm like, how do you top that? How do you do something better? But they just upped the stakes with the characters and the story, and they I don't know. When you're expected to be a character to be a certain way, and then all of a sudden they're like a 180 on you, like, wait, that's not what I expected this character to be. How is this going to play out? So I'm glued to the story, and the combat is more or less the same as the first one, but there's still so much of a variety that they add new stuff and new elements for you to fight, and it just feels satisfying, even if you're just beating, like, low-level enemies to bosses. It just feels so epic. So, yeah, God of War Ragnarok. I can't wait to beat it. It is so good.
Yeah, I got to get there. I got to get on it. Yeah, I will.
I highly recommend it. But yeah, those are my top games of 2022.
And my last one, though I do have an honorable mention because it's kind of funny and weird, but
all right.
My honorable mention I'll do first. Bum Simulator.
We're going back to Bum Simulator. You still playing that?
No, because it needs updates. Because it has new story parts I could do, but I'm gonna wait for it to actually finish. The game's freaking hilarious. It's so offensive to an actual homeless person.
Yeah.
But it's a game. It's meant to be funny and a joke.
Yeah.
So you can't take it too seriously. But it was funny. It was hilarious. Just the whole premise and the whole story of it.
I remember you were describing this game to me in a previous episode, and I had to go look it up, and it is hilarious.
Basically, half your brain gets taken by a big company or whatever. You get experimented on, and then a brain gets put into a shopping cart that's clopped together with a bunch of trash and is made sentient. And that is your buddy that you push around. You push around a sentient shopping cart collecting things and building. It's a survival game. So you have to eat food, drink water, build a base in an alley. It was fun, but that's not my main game of the thing.
That's a great honorable mention, though. I love it.
Power Wash Simulator.
Is there? Oh my god! All right, please tell me things.
House Flipper, yes, is it's zen. You can go and you can hit stuff with a hammer and do stuff, but just that nice and calm spraying of water and having that OCD feel of going line by line through the dirt, getting rid of all the dirt. And then at the end, when you finish all of it, everything shines really quick and you get a nice little ding sound, and then it shows the time lapse of everything you cleaned, and just exacerbates that feeling of zen and calmness of OCD as you watch what you cleaned. and what it looks like.
That's amazing.
I love Power Wash Simulator. It has no right to be that good.
Top game of 2022.
Not my game of the year, but it's definitely a top game of the year.
Yeah, mine are in no particular order either. But still, Power Wash Simulator is on your top list of games.
No, mine is 100% Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you were to put Power Wash Simulator over Elden Ring...
I put way more time in The Lost Ark.
We should probably combine Power Wash Simulator to Power Wash Ring. We need a clean Stormveil Castle.
Oh, good God, fuck off.
We need to rebuild it and put it back together. You know how many holes are in that castle alone?
How about Castle Flipper?
There you go. There we just came up with a new idea.
Rebuild Stormveil Castle.
Somebody has to make it. Do it. Everyone's into crafting stuff these days. Can you imagine a Elden Ring adding an expansion where you can build your own castle?
I can see it happening.
That could be fun. And then you'd have to fight bosses in it.
But we're getting towards the end here, especially the end of Paradigm Gaming.
Well, since the Paradigm Gaming is becoming no more and the Paradigm is evolving into a society, do you have any final words for the gaming?
Chat's still fucking stupid. Fucking suck.
Which is his way of saying he loves you.
Pretty much.
Well, since the Paradigm Gaming is becoming a society, and the only thing I want to say about Paradigm Gaming is, well, thanks for all the support from the chat, from the audience, and from Derp. All of our creative ideas turned into so many crazy random stuff, and it's been a roller coaster of a ride, but it's been great. I'm actually excited to see what it turns into going forward, but I like the simplicity, and I like the variety, and I like going back to the focus on the community. So if there's anything you guys want to see or do, you know, you just let Derp and I know, you know? You're a part of this as much as we have put it together. So, that's basically my stuff. And all of our stuff's still going to be available to watch, all of our old videos and stuff. That's not going away, it's just...
Yeah, you know. Nothing's actually going away besides certain things we're consolidating.
Oh, yeah, basically. We're consolidating. All of our random moments, that'll still continue. They'll still be available on YouTube and our website and... yeah, it's just...
Realistically, the only thing that's leaving is our name... partially, yeah. And our social media.
Yep, and then now we're just going to expand beyond that and see where it takes all of us next, and that's the exciting part. So I'm not sad. I'm just, you know, just we put a lot of effort into it, and now we're changing again, so who knows what it'll be next.
We're still putting effort into the same thing, and the name's just changing.
And we have more ways to expand beyond gaming, and that's even more exciting. Before we go,
this will be the last gaming, but the society will still be here
at the drop of a paradigm.